Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Patrick? And the Herald have leaked the audio from Rod's press conference.
They've leaked it?
All of it, raw.
The one with the written press, all of it? Oh, shit.
I mean, they've bleeped some of the words out, which is kind, but... Oh, it's bad. Rod's lost his mind. He thinks we're going to sell Ivan.
Which one of you is Gareth McCaskill?
I am.
You're a c***.
Why?
Because you're a c***, and you're trying to make me look like a c***.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, you would, and you have. You c***.
Rod, instead of embarrassing me in front of my peers, would you mind telling me exactly what the problem is?
You and that fucking cock and bullshit story you printed in the Herald is my fucking problem. Now fuck off.
No.
I ain't fucking speaking to you anymore. You're fucking scum.
Rod, you can't do this.
I'll do whatever I fucking want.
No, you answer to the press. This isn't the White House.
Don't get fucking lippy with me, son. I wrote a fucking book on being lippy. I'm Marcello Lippy, yeah? Don't fucking start.
Right, well... I can't understand why you're so angry.
Can't understand it. You called me a fucking dinosaur. You said I had dodgy deals with agents and all that lark.
You have.
What do you fucking know of it? Nothing.
I've done my research.
Well, you should research yourself, mate. See if you can find any fucking bollocks. Because I fucking can't.
What does that mean?
It means you come and speak to me in person. Don't fucking type up some wishy-washy wank like you're fucking Jane Austen.
I'm a journalist.
You're a c***.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You fucking are. I'll tell you what else you are as well, Gareth. You still listening? I'll tell you what else you are, mate.
What?
You're an anteater.
I'm a what?
An anteater going around eating ants.
An anteater?
You're a giant fucking bollockless anteater.
So I'm a female anteater. Why is that, Rod?
Because you feed off ante, don't ya? Anti this, anti that, anti Ashwood, anti Rod, anti fucking Naomi. And I'm sick of it. And the whole country is fucking sick of the lot of you, to be fucking honest.
I don't think you have the right to speak on behalf of the country, Rod.
I have the right to manage this club in the way I see fit. So don't wave your rights in my face. And I'll tell you another thing, Gareth. How come, if I'm so fucking anti-football, if I'm such a fucking dinosaur, how come they're trying to steal my tactics?
They're trying to steal your tactics. Who's they?
Them. They. Others.
Have you got a point, Rod?
I'll stick my point up your fucking arse in a minute. There's spies, Gareth. There's spies in this place. Spies at our training ground. And I'm telling you, I can't...
Rod, look. You're not thinking clearly, and I don't think this press conference should continue.
It fucking will. There's spies, Gareth. Spies at this club, and I've got fucking proof.
Well, let's see it then.
Oh, now he wants to do some research, does he? Some proper fucking research. Well, here, look.
What's that?
That, Gareth, mate, is a report from highly specialised sports science outfit, right, that I had come in this week to have a look at the lads, yeah? Do some research again. That, Gareth... that I'm holding up here. See that, Gareth, what I'm holding up?
Yeah.
That is a report from a highly specialised sports science outfit that I had come in this week and analysed my group of lads. Yeah? All fine and dandy, players looking good. Have a look through that. There's your defenders, lovely stuff. Then look at that. You see that? Look at Ivan Lloyd's report. Our best fucking player. Look at it.
It's been crossed out.
It's been tampered with. Yeah, they've crossed out his grading. There's a write-up on there saying the lad is shit. And they're trying to get to me, Gareth, via my lad, Ivan, right? And I ain't buying it. And I tell you what, speaking of buying it, no one is buying in.
Well, it's some compelling evidence, Rod, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But it doesn't prove spies. And to be quite honest, it doesn't prove that my article is dishonest or that I am, in fact, an anteater or a...
You said I play awful, direct football, and I'm not fucking having it, Gareth. Have I lost a game as Ashwood manager?
I'm not contending the results.
Have I lost a game as Ashwood manager?
Rod, I'm not saying...
Have I lost a game as Ashwood manager?
No.
Exactly. Not one fucking game. I'm undefeated, and my tactics are being spied on. So how's that, eh? You may talk me down all you want, son, but the fact of the fucking matter is... I am one of the very, very, very best, right to the very top. Maybe in the whole world, the very fucking best.
Have you heard yourself?
Yeah, I fucking have.
You sound like Dejan Lovren.
Don't you fucking call me Dejan Lovren!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Following a run of good form, new Ashwood City head coach Rod Meadows has installed a team of sports scientists to evaluate and analyse the first team squad.
Rod!
Play a pass with the outside of your boot again, Jonas, and I'll play you with the outside of my hand.
Rod!
Close training session, Woody. Serious business today, my pal. Spies everywhere, man. Can't take any risks. Let me see your lanyard.
Rod, for fuck's sake.
Show me your ID.
I'm not buying a fucking bottle of WKD, Rod. I work here. I employed you.
Show me.
Here, see? That's me.
Good to see you, Woody. Good to see you.
Want to take my fucking fingerprints, too.
Killer.
God, no. Cut these on file. I'd have a criminal record fit for a FIFA executive committee member.
We need to get some patrol dogs here. Check out the bushes for spies.
Rod, what's with the plane spotters?
You what, sir?
Them. There. There's 15 guys with anoraks and acne. Get them off my training ground before I fulfil my unquenchable urge to give them a wet willy.
What's a wet willy? What the fuck are you doing?
Giving you a wet willy.
Fuck off me.
Seriously. All right. When are we losing them athletes?
I invited them.
Ah, that's nice. Could you now invite them to piss off? Thanks, pal.
They won't be pissing off, Wood. Not on my watch.
Well, can you tell them to keep it down? I can feel my virginity growing back just listening to them.
They are sports scientists, pal. That's some of the most sophisticated minds of the game over there.
Take your Scientologists elsewhere.
No, I need them to perform an MOT on these players, see how many miles that French prick put on them.
What are they wearing?
Adorax, Woody, you said it yourself.
No, not them, the players.
Oh, helmets.
Right, are we switching to the NFL?
Not fucking lightly.
No, seriously, Rod, what's with the helmets?
Data.
Data?
Yes, mate, data.
From Star Trek? Data of what?
To see if they're any good or... I don't fucking... That sort of thing.
To see if they're any good or not, that sort of thing. How exactly?
Algorithms.
You don't win the argument by just saying algorithms, Rod.
You can't argue with an algorithm, Woody. You just can't, mate.
Kieran, don't do short throw-ins in the final third, son. This ain't Barcelona.
What are you going to do with these MOTs in?
Get a decent indication of who can and who can't hack it until the end of the season.
Well, what happens if you get results you don't like? What if one of these old bangers fails their MOT?
I don't write them off.
Meaning?
I'll find a replacement in January. Look, it is January.
I find the replacement, Rod, alright? Not you, pal.
Whatever, same meat, different ketchup.
Ketchup?
I swear by these lot, Woody. I really do, mate. If there's a fault, these little geeks will find it.
Right.
The numbers don't lie, pal.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't, mate.
Rui Patricio is number 11. Steve Sidwell was number 9 for Chelsea, Rod. The numbers lie all the fucking time.
You want me to fix this mess or what?
I do, aye. But bringing in the Scientologist isn't going to help us. We're not trying to star in a Hollywood movie. We're trying to stay in the league whilst, you know...
You know what?
You know.
No, I don't fucking know.
Whilst not boring people away from the stadium.
Oh,
dang. Look, Rod, look, I don't mean it like that. You know I don't.
What is wrong with my style of play?
Nothing. It's perfect.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to say it once in a while, would it?
It's great, Rod. I love watching us.
Oh, whatever.
Look, you said you wanted to hear it. You know, you said you wanted me to actually say it.
I want you to want to say it. Don't just say it because I asked you to.
Look. Do you think maybe you should let Kieran play further forward and behind Ivan?
What the fuck are you playing at, Woody?
I'm just checking.
Yeah, well, don't just check. You don't walk into the Sistine Chapel and check on Michelangelo, do you? You don't check on Picasso drawing a funny face or John Sitton giving an half-time tea talk.
God help.
This is art, Woody. It's art, mate.
Oi! What colour boots are they? You what? Pink? Get them off. Fucking get them off. It's not a fucking roller disco, Antoine.
Fuck me, players today, mate.
I know, they're good, aren't they?
We need a right clear out in that midfield, full of fair weather mercenaries. Nothing more stressing me out, Woody. It's stressing me out,
we
mate.
We haven't lost since the start of December.
I'm going to be puffing on the fags at this training ground like Doc Cotton or Maurizio Sarri.
Rod, you're shaking and staring onto the horizon like you're a fucking maniac.
I've got to be more direct. Got to be more direct. Think, think. Should I put another up top? Shall I go with two?
I didn't even know we had any up top.
Shh. There's spies everywhere.
Spies, fucking hell. Will you calm yourself down, Rod?
They might have bugged this conversation, so you've got to keep it up.
Why would they bug this conversation? It's about as thrilling as our Palace game last week.
They are listening, Woody, mate. They are always watching and listening.
How's the blood pressure these days, Rod?
Doctor says it'll get me to the end of the season, that's what cares.
Well, that's good, I suppose, isn't it?
I've got some of the coaching staff investigating the security of the work here, so you know what I mean.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, proper interrogation study. We'll find the spies, Woody, my son. Don't you worry about that, we'll find them.
You're interrogating our own staff.
Got it, pal. And it's working, believe me.
Oh, aye. Any leads?
Leads? That Bielsa wants my tactics, Woody. And he ain't fucking having them, mate.
He plays in the league below, Rod.
For now, Woody. For now.
Your eyes twitching.
We look good up top, don't you, pal? Tell me we look good up top.
Well, no.
What you want up there? We're top heavy, pal. We're Pat Anderson.
You've got one striker. He's stranded, marooned. This won't work.
Arsenal will start with Staffy.
All right, maybe it'll work this week.
That boy, Ivan Lloyd. Look at him out there. Best of the best.
Oh, he's a threat, all right.
The threat? He's more than a threat, son. He'll send shivers down the spine of your team, that lad.
If we didn't have Ivan, do you have any other forwards in mind that could work with the system?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah, Romelu Lukaku would do it for me, would he, mate?
Well, he's not fucking doing it for anyone else, so have you got someone else in mind? Someone maybe a little cheaper?
Woody, we like each other, right?
No.
I'm going to share something. Between us two pals, if you sell Ivan Lloyd or treat me like you did that French prick, I will take the cheese knife he's left in the office and I will cut your cock off to serve as saucy song. Comprende?
Comprende is Spanish.
Same me, different.
Ketchup, hey? Got it.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Despite the concerns of Ashwood City head coach Rod Meadows, Patrick is in talks with Ivan Lloyd's agent Paul Miller regarding a recent bid from Chinese club Shandong Luneng. It's now up to Patrick to discuss with Lloyd's agent what would be in the best interests of the player and Ashwood City.
We're in the money. 37 million pounds, my
fucking
friend.
Fucking unbelievable. Get in. What's that full figure again, Pat?
37 million and 5 pence.
The fucking madman.
They thought they had to go above the minimum release clause.
Got any idea on, like, the wages?
Well, I would imagine a king's ransom, Paulinho. A king's ransom.
The king and I. The fucking king and I.
Yeah, that's Thailand, but you know what? I'll let the cultural stereotyping slide as I'm in a good mood.
I'm going to get all fucking new decking in the back garden. I'm going to get one of those big fucking Teslas, you know, the big ones, big electric ones. I might get plugs, actually, like Wayne Rooney, ones where they take the air from the back and they move it and they put it...
Paul, I've got to go. I've got a call coming in. Listen, I'll speak later.
I might actually get peck implants, you know, for me, like my tits.
Patrick!
Woody, what can the chairman do for you this fine, fine day? What?
Who's the chairman? Hutch?
No, he's the owner. I'm the chairman.
You're the chief exec.
I changed my title, Woody. Remember the fucking file? I'm chairman now. Chairman.
Look, whatever. Look, Rod is going to turn my cock into prosciutto.
Sorry, can you run that by me again?
Rod says he's going to take Felix's cheese knife and serve my cock as prosciutto.
Why prosciutto?
I don't know. French, isn't it?
Prosciutto is Italian.
Oh.
Are you sure he didn't say saucy salt?
That was the one.
Right, I'm back with you now. Why is he saying this?
Because he thinks we're going to sell Ivan Lloyd.
Well, he's very perceptive, that Rob Meadows.
So, we're selling him.
Woody, are you aware of cheap Chinese imports flooding the UK market?
Aye.
Well, I'm redressing the balance.
They didn't.
They did.
37 mil.
37 mil and 5p.
5p? Is that an exchange rate or something? Has some finger taken charge?
No, it's some misunderstanding about minimum release clause.
So he's gone?
Oh, he's gone. I'm going to karate kick him out of here like he's Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee or fucking Rob Lee.
Is Rob Lee Chinese?
Woody, just let Rod down easy. Tell him we need the finances to reinvest into the squad.
And by reinvest into the squad, you mean...
I don't know. Cheap left back and maybe go down the Chelsea loaney shop, get myself an under-19s World Cup winner or something.
Right.
Maybe get some washed up forward to replace him. Yeah, there's your squad reinvestment, Woody. Hashtag squad goals. That's what they say, isn't it, these days?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, Patrick.
Yeah, what can I do for you, my little Scottish sociopath?
I think Rod might actually have a breakdown if we sell Ivan.
Yeah, well, he's old. A lot of miles on him. He's bound to break down. Just call the AA. Although, don't mention the AA to him. He was in the other AA once upon a time.
If we lose his focus, it could mean lost points, you know.
Woody, whatever you need to do to make him accept this, do it. All I hear is £37 million and 5 pence.
So I'll just say, oh, Rod, remember when we said January would be all about signing players? We lied. Oh, and by the way, the chief executive has just sold you pride and joy.
Chairman.
What?
You said chief executive. It's chairman.
You God, know well, either this. Way, I don't think it'll fly with him.
Well, make it fly. Push it out of the nest until it spreads its wings.
You know, he's brought the sports science team in to run the test today.
Oh, not the Scientologist. God, I told him that had to wait.
Well, he does value their opinion. This could actually help us.
How?
I've got an idea.
Okay, I can tell by the excitement in your voice. It's devious, immoral, and questionably legal.
Ah, you know me so well. I'll speak when I've dealt with L. Rod Hubbard.
Well, there's 5p with your name on it, Woodall.
With the training routines complete and the data collected, the sports science team begin the collation of their findings.
Split these groups. I want first team all over here on this side and group them from defenders, midfielders and finally attackers.
What about goalkeepers?
You recorded the data on the goalkeepers?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you said all players.
Yeah, players. Real life players, not goalkeepers.
Oh, sorry.
Make sure the overall rating is visible for me, please.
You, mad scientist.
Are you talking to me?
I'm looking for Ivan Lloyd's data.
This will be made available in just over an hour, okay?
Hey, but I want a sneak preview, you know, like a pre-order type deal.
You want to pre-order his records?
Hey, what's it going to cost?
My job, I would imagine.
So, not much then.
So, who are you?
Sorry, I'm Chris Woodall. I run all the football-related matters like this little science experiment you're doing now. So find me Ivan's data, or I'll concoct my own little experiment to see what happens when you take one part scientist and one part my fist...
Oh my God!
I haven't finished. My fist that I had just moments before farted in, and then I open right under your fucking face.
So are you threatening to release some sort of fart grenade if I don't comply with your request?
Well, you are pretty switched on, aren't you?
I'm just a little taken aback.
Why?
Because you're a grown man.
Yeah, and I've already got a wet willy victim today, so try me.
Well, grown men don't typically use their own farts as bargaining power.
Well, this is Ashwood. We do things a little differently. What's that?
Give me that back.
Nope.
Give it.
Here we go, Ivan Lloyd. A plus fitness and aptitude. A plus in strength. A plus in reflexes. Nope, nope, nope.
You can't cross those out.
Oh, would you look at this. Supervisor comments. Right. Let's try a wee creative writing exercise.
Get off me!
Hold the pen.
Fucking hell!
Now, young scribe, I will dictate my thoughts and you shall write down my words, my wonderful words, exactly. If you don't do that, all these test results go in the bin and I'll let you go and deal with the prictator.
Sorry, who?
Him, out there. The Daily Mail wrapped in flesh in a tracksuit.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
What do you want me to write?
Dear Diary, Ivan Lloyd is by far the most unfit and out-of-shape candidate I have worked with. He isn't to the standard this league demands, blah blah blah. We've found alcohol, cannabis, heroin and almond milk in his blood. He's vegan, he's in touch with his emotions, and he dived on several occasions. In my professional opinion, I, Dr... and shove whatever your name is, recommend the sale of Ivan Lloyd immediately.
Right, you're done.
Shall I do a smiley face at the end?
No.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't put a smiley face on my work.
Right, I've got a smiley to put back on my boss's face.
Oh, I don't think you should... Yes, I know, Arthur. Fuck off.
Woody.
Patrick, I have an ancient Chinese proverb for you.
You do?
Why do the right thing when you can do the shite thing? Chris Waddle's Art of War.
Woody, I'm busy at the moment. Can you get to the point? Can I get the ball rolling on this?
Oh, the balls are rolling, pal. The balls have descended. It's time for Ivan Lloyd to come of age.
Woody, can we tell Rod yet or not?
Tell him, pal. You know you've then got to convince a young English lad to move to China.
Don't worry. I've seen the wage packet. He can go over there, break his leg and end his career if he wants, and he'll still be richer than another decade here.
But hey, it's not all about the money, though, is it? I'm sure he had dreams of playing for, Oh, what was it?
Oh, bollocks, I've forgotten her name as well.
Beijing? Was it Beijing?
No, it was,
Oh,
I
don't know.
Oh, God,
boss.
It'll come to me. Could I remember you seeing it earlier and I thought...
Oh, look, anyway, it doesn't matter. They can afford it, all right?
Ready for the fallout? Perhaps you should look at getting a security guard, you know.
Why?
The fluorescent jacket weirdos, you know the ones.
What, you think they're going to target me? They've got a price on my head.
No, but Ivan Lloyd does now, and they won't like that.
So what?
So just be prepared, that's all.
Yeah, I need some pundits in my pocket. Spread the good word of Patrick Nolan.
So you're happy to spend something, then?
Hey, don't start with me. I do spend on this place.
No, the players, Patrick. They're pissed off about the players.
So? The boots on their feet, I bought it. The shirts they're wearing, I bought it.
All right, don't get old Destiny's Child with me, pal. I don't care. I'm just preparing you for the backlash, you know.
I prefer to call it constructive feedback.
Well, get ready for the constructive feedback.
I look forward to it. Always looking to hear how I can improve myself.
That's good to know. If you don't mind, I'm going to get back and watch this all unfold.
Well, Ashwood Fan TV will probably contain some strong language tonight, so I hope you're not easily offended.
Booty fucking licious.
Patrick, the Herald have leaked the audio from Rod's press conference.
They've leaked it?
All of it, raw.
The one with the written press, all of it.
Oh, shit. I mean, they've bleeped some of the words out, which is kind, but... Oh, it's bad. Rod's lost his mind. He thinks we're going to sell Ivan.
Well, I actually just got off the phone with everyone's favourite Chinese Super League club. Oh, bollocks, I've forgotten their name. Oh, God. Well, yeah, anyway, look, we've decided to accept a bid for Ivan.
Are you fucking kidding me? Where are you?
I'm not telling you.
You're in your office, I know you are. Open this door.
Jess, you're not getting in here, all right? This is fucking Alcatraz now.
You're in this office, I know you are. Open the door. Open the fucking door, I'm going to kill you, Patrick.
Wait, Woody, hold that door closed, yeah? Somebody
Patrick,
get
I'm
security
trying.
Do
like I'm
right
trying.
Now.
Fuck's sake.
It's like a fucking Shining in here. Jesus Christ. Oi, Johnny, piss off.
Open this fucking door, Patrick. Oh, ow.
Jess, there is no way I'm letting you in, alright? Jess, please, just fuck off.
Open this
fucking
door,
hell.
Open this fucking door, you little strong bag.
Jess, stop hitting the door. It's a very expensive hardwood door. I just had imported from Peru. Please, stop.
I'm trying my best, but you're so fucking strong. How did you get so fucking strong?
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.